Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio areas, having defended that title now for, get this, better than three decades. And straight up today, we're talking UFC 178, just hours away. The main event, of course, Mighty Mouse Demetrius Johnson, 125 pounds of mighty. No question about that. As a mouse, I wouldn't call him a mouse, but he is the reigning world flyweight champion of the UFC MMA. He's taking on Chris Carrioso. Chris has got two chances, slim and none, and Slim just left town. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coast to coast. We are here every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius Radio, of course, Sirius XM Satellite, and the American Forces Network, of course, live worldwide via my website at ringtalk.com and sportsbyline.com. So there's all kinds of internet platforms to check this show out, iTunes, but the iHeart thing seems to be the most convenient. You go to iHeartRadio.com, you download the iHeartRadio app, and guess what? You take Ring Talk anywhere you go. Any of the Sports Byline shows, any of them, from the Godfather himself, Ron Barr, on down to me, any of these Sports Byline shows are available at iHeartRadio.com/talk. Check us out. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. If you dare to call me, I will take your call. But listen, don't be a schmo, because if you are, I will knock you out. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Check the clocks. 8.5 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the America Forces Network, and of course, Sirius XM Radio.
Wow, Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years.
75 years? Are you joking?
No, they've been around so long that the Dead Sea was still alive. Geico's been around so long that rainbows were still black and white. They've been around so long that kids rode the school horse to school.
I thought you said you weren't joking.
Well, I wasn't joking about the 75 years.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
You love TV, right? And I could give you hundreds of reasons to sign up for Dish, but I only need one. $19.99 a month for 12 months. That's right, with Dish, you can get great programming for the whole family, starting at just $19.99 a month for a full year. So why would you pay more? No, really, why? Why are you paying more than $20 a month for the first year of great TV? Call Dish right now and get free installation in up to 6 rooms. Free. Call 888-440-DISH. 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 Limited time offer, 24-month commitment, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details. Get Dish for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Call 888-440-DISH and ask about other amazing deals on upgrades to the Hopper and how you can watch your TV anywhere, anytime. Call 888-440-DISH. 888-440-DISH.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
See, I tell you what the trouble is. You see, I'm a southpaw.
What's a southpaw?
Oh, southpaw means you're left-handed. And a southpaw throws your timing off, you see? Other guys, it throws their timing off, makes them look awkward. Nobody wants to look awkward. You know where southpaw came from? I'll tell you. A long time ago, there was this guy, maybe a couple hundred years ago, he was fighting in the, he was fighting around, I think it was around Philadelphia. And his arm, he was left-handed, his arm was facing towards New Jersey, you see? And that's south. So naturally they call him Southpaw. You see? Southpaw, South Jersey, South Camden, Southpaw. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance. Yo.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
The great Ronnie Spector and the Ronettes, of course, live. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member she is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. This segment, we'll check in to the world of MMA probably in about 25 minutes, about 35, 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, UFC 178 tonight. Of course, we also do a show Saturday night, so we want to break this out. We're doing a new show. Zach Young and I are doing a new show. Zach Attack Young and I are doing a new show. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. It's the Sports Byline Overnight America on the weekend. So we do our thing, and we have a good time for an hour. We talk general sports. We get to talk football and baseball and basketball and Ray Rice and all kinds of goofy stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we have a good time. If you would like to join us, we'd be honored. 10 p.m. Pacific time tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Myself and the aforementioned Zach Attack Young. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As I said, this hour, boxing and MMA, the Sunday show, 2 hours. Airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. We go for an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Speaking of mixed martial arts, not only will we talk UFC 178 at 38 minutes past the hour, we're also going to talk Bellator. Bellator MMA, of course, we had the CEO, take that back, the president of Bellator MMA on last week for the entire hour, Mr. Scott Coker. That was quite informative, and I put him on the spot a couple of times. I mean, you don't put the guy in the grill or anything like that, but I put him on the spot a couple of times, and you know, he's been doing this a long time. This guy, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's a great promoter, and I think he proved that with Strikeforce. I mean, he made Strikeforce from nothing into something. And that something, if he sold for like $35-36 million. Of course, he split some money up with the people that own the Shark Tank, the HP Pavilion down there in San Jose, California, the arena in which these events took place. And they were sold-out arenas, man, sold-out events, but straight up. Scott Coker is a smart dude. We had a good time with Scott Coker. Scott Coker, I hope to have on the show in the near future again. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're looking at the boxing schedule. Let's talk about today's fights. Of course, across the pond, very good fighter Arthur Abraham. Been beaten a bunch of times. Guess who beat him? Andre Ward. Taking on Paul Smith, WBO super middleweight title. The WBO is a sponsor of the show. I want to mention that. And we have the WBO Annual Congress, I believe it's the 28th Congress, coming up October 27th through October 31st at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada. For the latest in WBO news, you can always go to WBOboxing.com. Speaking of an hour, we spent an entire hour the last week, the Sunday edition, the boxing hour was all about Paco Vacarcel, Francisco Vacarcel, the esteemed San Juan, Puerto Rico attorney that heads the WBO. Of course, he's quite a guy. He's been a supporter of myself. I'm a supporter of him. We love each other, and man, it was a fantastic interview. You can check that out. You can go to iHeartRadio.com, and of course, the shows are there, or my website, the shows are there, or Sports Byline. I mean, the shows are everywhere. There's no excuse not to listen to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Straight up, you're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. So we have Arthur Abraham going across the pond. Guess who's, you know what, I take that back, that was last night. No, it is tonight. You know who else fought over this weekend? I can't believe he's, Roy Jones is still fighting. According to the schedule, Roy Jones fought in Russia. That's the only place he can get fights. Why would he continue to fight? I know Roy has money. I mean, he's not super rich. I wouldn't think Roy's got billions stashed away like Oscar De La Hoya or something, but he's got a lot of money. He didn't put his money up his nose like other fighters did. He didn't waste his money. I mean, he bought chickens. He raised chickens for fighting and things like that. I mean, that's what Roy was into, that and pit bulls. He wasn't into spending and blowing a lot of money on entourages and things like that. So Roy was cheap from day one, and I think that Roy has a lot of money. He deserved to be fighting. A 1988 silver medalist in the Olympics over there in Seoul, Korea. Now, what is he, 45, 46 years old? Roy, hang it up, man. You should have hung it up a long time ago. It's your legacy when it goes down. When historians write about Roy Jones, they'll write about, whoa, what a great guy. Yeah, until he got hit. And when he got hit, it was all over. In Oklahoma City, sort of interesting card here. And why is it interesting? Because Yori Boy Campos is still fighting. Remember him? Remember he was the former junior middleweight champion, I believe the IBF junior middleweight champion. This is sad. He fought Oscar De La Hoya, supposed to get $1.5 million. He got $150,000 instead. And they showed all these they showed that he did get $1 million, but actually these other companies deducted like $900,000. I kid you not. They changed the amount of money on the bout schedule. All these things were all proved, and it was part of that Operation Matchbox, which the FBI took and ran with. And, of course, that got beached when Bob Arum stepped in and flexed his muscle because, you know, his company was about to go down on RICO charges. There was no doubt about it. I've got tapes of them listening to fixed fights. Tapes! FBI tapes, audio tapes of the vice president and other people of top rank sitting around watching fixed fights on television that they knew were fixed. That they had fixed. Hey, let's watch our fixed fights reel. Okay. That's what they were doing. Kid you not. So not too cool. But the bottom line is that went the other way. Had it not, things been a lot different. Yori Boy Campos might be a millionaire today instead of fighting at middleweight, a weight that he doesn't belong at. But I wish him the very best of luck. He's fighting one of these tough guys called TBA. That's probably called to be announced or to be annihilated. Which one do you think? Probably to be annihilated. Ricardo Mayorga's on the card. Ricardo Mayorga, remember him? Colorful. Nicaragua. When he was a welterweight, I was with him down in Pechanga, California, at the Pechanga Resort. Down there in Southern California, and he was fighting the late Vernon Forrest for the welterweight championship that Vernon Forrest took away from Shane Mosley. And Vernon Forrest was a pretty big favorite, and, you know, Mayorga was considered nothing but a bum and a punk and nothing but a tough guy, and he smoked cigarettes like his Nicaraguan predecessor, the great Alexis Arguello. Of course, he smoked cigarettes every day of his life. But Mayorga was thought little of, and then they had the weigh-in, and we had the weigh-in, and I'll take that back, the last press conference and the weigh-in. And Mayorga flicked a cigarette at Vernon Forrest, and that seemed to unnerve him. And then he took a piece of pizza and threw it at him. Took the pizza right out of – the pizza was in a box. It was in Vernon Forrest's hand. He just took the pizza from him, took a piece out of it, spit it, threw it back at him. I mean, just low, crass stuff, no question about it. But it got inside Vernon Forrest's head. And Vernon came out, and boom, he got cracked. I think it was the second round. It was all over. Lights out, and then the rematch. Of course, Vernon Forrest ran like a shoplifter with a security guard chasing him for the better part of 12 rounds, wanted no part of exchanging with Mayorga. Shame on him, because that was, I think, I really think that had a lot to do with his decline as a boxer. Was he wouldn't fight Mayorga. He really wouldn't stand there and give it his all. Of course, he went to 154 pounds, I believe, and beat Sergio Mora and a couple guys like that. But, you know, Vernon, your big thing was at welterweight. Of course, Vernon Forrest was one of the guys that eliminated Shane Mosley from the Olympics back in 1992. Vernon could fight. I mean, Vernon was the real deal, no doubt about it. Of course, what did he do? Some guy pulled a gun in some guy tried to grab something from his car in a gas station, and according to police reports and bystanders, Vernon Forrest grabbed a gun and chased the guy, or had a gun and chased the guy. Well, guess what? The guy had a gun, too. The guy shot him. That's the problem when you have a gun. Other people have guns, too. Not too cool. Of course, the late Vernon Forrest retiring, I think he was a WBC light middleweight, 154-pound title holder at the time when all this went down. Straight up, a loss
for the boxing world and, of course, his family as well. We wish him the greatest of the condolences. Tavares Cloud is still fighting. I don't know why, but he's a light heavyweight. Of course, he's been annihilated a few times, been exposed like yikes with his pants down. As far as a fighter is concerned, his abilities and his heart. He's taking on Arthur Bieberdriv, and that's going to be in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Deary Jean's on the undercard. Antoine Takari as well, of course. Antonio Tarver coming back on Monday. Remember Antonio Tarver? Had a good job. Had a real good job. Worked for Showtime. Was the boxing announcer. Former light heavyweight champion. The man that knocked out the previously brought up Mr. Roy Jones. Of course, he knocked him out. Bob! Boom! Lights out. That was the end of Roy Jones from that point forward. Roy was never, ever the same. Of course, the first fight going the distance and a very controversial decision going to Roy Jones. Tarver said before the second fight, standing in the center of the ring, told Roy Jones, said, quote, "You got any excuses tonight, Roy?" And he went out and he knocked him out cold. They were like counting to we'll play the earthquake tape later when Earthquake, of course, watched the fight ringside. That was the comic from HBO. He did his post-fight commentary. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But straight up, Roy Jones did get knocked out by Antonio Tarver and has never, ever been the same. So Roy Jones is still in action. I don't know why. I don't think he needs the money. That's what's just, it just kills me. He doesn't need the money. He really doesn't need the money. Another fight on Saturday, going over on Moscow. And these fights are already over. And I think Denis Lebedev beat a guy named Pawel Kaladzai. And Krzysztof Walczykok is supposed to heavily favor to beat Gregoria Draws. Both these fights are on the pay-per-view on the internet, and why anybody want to watch them on pay-per-view when you go watch them on the English internet channels for free? I just don't know. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 30-plus years now of radio presence. Check us out, iHeartRadio.com/talk. And you bring the show to you anywhere you go, on your tablet, on your smartphone. Because you're a smart person. If you're a smart MMA or boxing fan, you're taking Ring Talk and iHeartRadio with you everywhere you go. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229.
800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eyes. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was sleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Great Earthquake, courtesy of HBO. Roy Jones calling the fight, and Roy Jones, Antonio Tarver, Earthquake ringside. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm looking at the boxing schedule. Pretty good fight scheduled for October the 4th. Goes Uni Mossin. Folks, if you want to get down and really watch all of these boxing and MMA matches, you can watch most of them on the internet by going to English websites and, of course, Box Nation, people like that. I mean, if you want to watch these fights, if you want to, like, listen to them or things like that, you can work and do your thing at your computer. But the bottom line is you have access to these fights if you know where to go. So you need to start going to live feeds. So I go to the Yahoo International and you go to live feeds regarding boxing matches, live feed boxing. And, of course, you can go to, like, firstrowsports.eu is one of them. And they've got American football and boxing and MMA and all that kind of good stuff. So there are some websites you can go to. Now, the quality isn't all that great at times. But it's good, and it saves you a lot of money, and guess what? So you have to do a few clicks, you get a few pop-ups, but at the end of the day, you've saved like $70. Looking at October the 4th, as I said, Johnny Gonzalez. Remember him? He's a guy that sort of can't spell. His father and mother spelled his name J-H-O-N-N-Y. Now, I've been told in certain Spanish-speaking countries in the world, that's the way Johnny spelled. But according to his parents, it was an error on the birth certificate, and they never corrected it, and that's just the way it stayed. So Johnny Gonzalez, with the kid whose parents couldn't spell, defends the WBC featherweight title that he took from Abner Morris with, like, ba-boom, knocked him out cold. Take it on Jorge Arce. Jorge Arce is an interesting guy, both Mexican. And they're doing this in Sinaloa, Mexico, October the 4th. And the reason why I say he's interesting, I'll tell you why. He fought at 112 pounds. And he was a WBC 112-pound title holder, and he was coming in the ring at 128 pounds. He was weighing in at 112 and coming in at 128. Now, yikes! Do you realize what kind of weight advantage that is? I mean, you hear about these guys going, like, from 175 pounds to 190 and things like that, but proportionate-wise, you know, when these guys are smaller, the weight percentage is even greater, okay? And that's a lot of weight. Holy cow, 112, 128, 129, gaining 17 pounds. That's more than 10% of his weight. Gaining more than 10% of his weight. Wow, almost 20. Bottom line was Arce did it. He was successful at doing it. Of course, Arce, I always thought, was one of those guys that took a lot of Mexican vitamins from those Tijuana drugstores that don't require prescriptions, if you know what I'm talking about. And I think that's why he's still around. But I think he's going to get lit up here by Johnny Gonzalez. At least he should. I mean, he's a former flyweight. He's a small guy. I mean, Johnny Gonzalez should be able to tower over him and win going away. And if Arce wants to gamble and come in and that's his forte, then he might get stopped, just like Abner Maris got clipped on the chin. Everybody all of a sudden is worried about Johnny Gonzalez's punching power. Really weren't worried about it that much before. I mean, one punch knockout. But when he knocked out Morris, Everybody started, whoa, time to take notice. Whoa, time to take notice. October the 4th, of course, that's from Sinaloa, Mexico. Also on October the 4th, Showtime's going from Foxwoods. Foxwoods, funny, funny place. Let me tell you about this place, Foxwoods. I served as a ring announcer there for a Showtime fight or an ESPN fight, and they made me buy a license to be the ring announcer. They made me to be. I had to give them like $250. They wanted like $250, I think, for a gig. I was making $750. I told them, I said, this doesn't make sense. Well, that's just the way it is. I said, you just do this out of towners because you want your guy to work here, right? Well, we did want our, and that's what it was. It was what they wanted their guy to work there, and it didn't work out. But the bottom line is, I did work there, and of course, I did get a chunk of change. I think Lou DiBella came up with the extra $250, so that was pretty cool. But Foxwoods got Rancis Bartholomew, the unbeaten Cuban, taking on Fernando Salcedo. The IBF Junior Lightweight 130-pound championship is on the line. Vanos Matrazian, of course, pretty good super welter, 154-pounders, taking on Willie Nelson. And no, not the guy that's like 90 years old and smokes weed. And then Chad Dawson's on the card as well. They're probably going to feed Chad some kind of bum because Chad's been off a while. And, of course, Chad, not the same fighter he once was. Not if he was, you know, I watched him fight. I remember he fought, who was it? He took some guy apart in Sacramento, California. And I was so okay impressed. And I'm going home, and I called referee John Shirley, who was a referee of that fight. I called him on the phone. I said, why should I be impressed with Chad Dawson? He goes, he hits hard. I said to him, he goes, that left hand, he hits hard. And when a referee says he hits hard, you got to take him at that because they're there. They've got the best seat in the house, okay? And Dawson did have some power, and of course, not a guy that could draw. Where was he born? Out of Connecticut. Had that fight in Connecticut, remember? And he drew like 400 people. I kid you not. He's a native of Connecticut. Connecticut's not very big. It's like as big as San Francisco, okay? And he couldn't get him to draw. Couldn't get him to draw, like drive like 35, 40. Well, they wouldn't do it. They just wouldn't do it to see him. He's our native son. He was a champion of the world at the time, and they wouldn't go see him. So Chad Dawson, a loser at the box office, he was one of those guys that Don King had around. Why Don had him around? Because he had a title, had a little bit of ability, and had a title. Speaking of Don King, not answering his cell this week. That's like a week straight. The Donald is not picking up on the cell. He's not in his Las Vegas home, and his Florida confines are being picked up by a lady who says, can I take a message? Yeah, it means Don's not around. Of course, Don is the world's greatest promoter, and he's the one that comes up with that line, Slim and None, and Slim just left town. So October the 4th, pretty good fights. Atlantic City, Bally's Event Center, New Jersey, of course. Glenn Tapia and Donatas Bonaveras, that's the super welterweight contest. James Hart and Roberto Acevedo, those guys are going at 168. This is all going to be probably on some form of cable back there, and it hasn't been listed yet, but that's what you got to do. You've got to check the internet. I mean, if you're a fight freak, some of you are really fight freaks. People listening to the show are like absolute fight freaks. You got to watch all the fights, not just one, all of them. And you can do this with multiple screens. Now, my producer, Sky Cuddy, freaks out because he comes in here and I've got like 10 screens open on the computer. He goes, ah! He can't figure it out. But if I don't have 10 screens, I can't operate. It's just the way it is. Boom, 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 the screen, screen, screen. And when you're watching all different fights at the same time, you can watch like three cards. You can actually put three fights up on the screen at the same time and watch all three. Of course, you got to only listen to the volume of one or none, but the bottom line is you can watch all these fights, and if you're like a fanatic, whether it be for boxing or mixed martial arts, you've got to get in tune with your internet and figure things out. Their internets, as George Bush would call them, and figure things out as far as grabbing these European and these Asian feeds, these Russian feeds as well. And, you know, some of these fights, you get the audio, and the audio's in Russian. So what? Who cares? Boxing is a self-explanatory sport. I don't get that. My cousin Al and I were going to watch a Mayweather fight over his house a couple fights back, and we were watching it on the computer, and it was in Russian. So he got ticked off, and he spent like $75 to watch it in high def on his television. And I said, why? Oh, I want to be, hey, you know, come on. Turn on some music. We don't need to listen to most of these announcing teams. For the most part, they're cheerleaders. Cheerleaders cheering for the house fighter. You know that. Manny Pacquiao, HBO, need I say any more? This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. I do some web work for them. Pedro's Song of the Month, down to the nightclub section, the live performances that I review, things like that. The greatest soul band in the history of the world. Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com, the message board, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Got some songs down there, too, as well. You can listen to some live performances and some tunes that we we found that are very rare as far as Tower is concerned. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Tower of Power. And guess what? We're going down to the nightclub on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Down to the nightclub.
Weekend at Guitar Center, use your gear card to save 15% on your entire purchase or choose special 18-month financing. Deals like a Fender USA Pro Strat that was $1,000, now just $850 or only $56 a month. A $500 Williams Digital Piano for $425 or just $28 a month. With Guitar Center's gear card, it's never been easier to get the gear you want. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions apply. Financing terms may vary depending on the product and financing options you choose. See card member agreement, promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com/savenow for details.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week, but you have to play to win, so sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code DRYER and sign up now. That's FanDuel.com, code word DRYER.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The sliding guitar, my man, Mr. Jeff Tamalier. Saw Jeff a couple of weeks ago. I guess Emeryville, California, the Guitar Center. I was getting lunch, and he was getting guitar in for me, you know, guitar stuff. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This segment, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, on the line from Southern California, my co-host, of course, with the Sports Overnight America show, Sunday night, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time, Mr. Zach Attack Young. Zach, how goes it, sir?
I'm doing quite well. How are you, Pedro?
Doing just fine. Of course, we just got, they've put like $1 million worth of equipment into the studio in the last week and a half. We haven't got all the stuff hooked up yet, but like it's over $1 million, Zach. This place has changed since you saw it. It's crazy. So this place is like, I'm energized. I'm pumped up. They're spending some money around here, and they just need to put that other $1 million in my pocket, in your pocket, and we'll be happy. We'll be fine. Now, Bellator MMA went last night on Spike TV, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was a pretty good card, I thought, overall.
All right, break it down to me. Main event.
They're getting it together.
Okay, break down the main event.
The main event was, I'm trying to remember what exactly the main event was.
So anyway, it was a night of Bellator MMA on Spike TV, 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, Scott Coker being the CEO. Take that back. Not the CEO. I keep on the CEO. He's the president of Bellator MMA. Dana White, speaking of president, Dana White said, the quote this week, the quote coming out of Vegas was that Gina Carano is the most difficult effing athlete he has ever dealt with in his life. Did you see that?
Yeah, I heard about that. I was a little surprised. I didn't think that she would be that difficult to deal with.
But come on. They've given her $a few million to do Hollywood movies. You think she really wants to fight somebody and possibly get her ass whipped for like maybe less than $1 million?
Possibly. I think she would have got her ass whipped for less than $1 million.
Well, I you know, we saw what happened when she rumbled with Cyborg Santos. Would that last? Less than a round?
Yeah, that didn't end too well for her.
No, she. You know what it is? She just isn't. I mean, she's a kickboxer per se. Had there been kickboxing and had K-1 or something like that stuck around, and had they been prevalent like Strikeforce was, I think she'd have stayed there because that's where her success was. Because as an MMA fighter, she wasn't all. I mean, she wasn't all that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, she did bring a lot of attention to female MMA, but I don't know. In the end, I don't think she was really, like, she's not really comparable to Ronda or someone like that.
Of course, Ronda Rousey will be back. What did he say in January? Is that what he said this week? Looks like January.
January.
Okay, so had a knee operation, somebody said. Well, it wasn't the biggest secret in the world. She said that she needed a knee operation after that Entourage filming. I don't know if she hurt her knee during the filming of the movie or in the gym or in a fight or whatever, but the bottom line is she'll be back. She'll be 100%. There's really nobody out there for her to fight outside of Santos, is there?
No, there's
I'm being
not
redundant.
Yeah, there's not. I mean, maybe who was that girl who recently beat Misha Tate?
Maybe Kat Zagano.
Yeah, Kat Zagano, that's who it was. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good opponent for Rousey.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Kat, but outside, I don't know. Anyway, I think that Ronda's got to figure something out and get Cyborg in the ring. And, of course, we keep hearing Dana say, Cyborg, she can't even get a license. So Cyborg's licensed. She doesn't want to come down to – I thought she was going to fight at 135 for the Invicta Championship. And then I keep seeing she's like the featherweight champion and not the bantamweight champion. So she never made the drop in weight, huh?
Yeah, she never really dropped in weight. I'm not sure exactly why.
Well, the money's at 135. I think you got to go where the money's at. I mean, this is folks, this is professional fighting. People laugh when I say this, but, you know, I've known a lot of guys that have went into fights, and you just knew, they knew they were going to get annihilated. But this is how they make their money. This is what it's done. Win or lose, you're going to get paid. And I guess you got to step up and step in. Speaking of stepping up, is this a UFC main event for 178? I'm talking about Demetrius Johnson, Chris Cariosa, the Dustin Poirier, and there's another fight underneath. Are those three fights enough to really support a pay-per-view card?
I think that the undercard for that event is actually pretty – it's good. I think the undercard is good, but the main event is the weak link. That's not a compelling main event. You got Donald Cerrone versus Alvarez on the undercard.
Alvarez, but Eddie Alvarez was a former Strikeforce champion. Isn't he undefeated or one loss?
He has a good record. He has a loss or two. I know he's lost.
Take that back. Let's look. Eddie Alvarez 25-3 taking on Donald Cerrone, the Cowboy 24-6. The Cowboy brings it each time, win or lose.
Yeah, that fight is way more interesting than the main event. And then you have Conor McGregor fighting on the undercard.
Conor McGregor, of course, the notorious one, 15-2, taking on the aforementioned Dustin Poirier, the Diamond, 16-3. Poirier and Conor McGregor, which way does this go? God, I hate guys with tattoos, but go on.
I think Conor McGregor is going to win that one, but it is a good fight. I like that fight, and it'll be a good step up for Conor McGregor, who is supposed to be taking on Aldo at some point in the future.
Okay, Jose Aldo, of course, the world featherweight champion, 145 pounds of the UFC. UFC Fight Pass starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's 4 p.m. Pacific time. Two fights on that one, and then they bust out to Fox Sports 1 for the prelims at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time. So you could actually get 2 hours of MMA. A lot of commercials. There's a lot of commercials in that 2 hours for the pay-per-view, isn't there?
Yeah, they do. They throw in a lot of ads for you, other UFC things.
Exactly. I mean, it's like you're being fed UFC stuff for hours. And if you've got a credit card and you've got a kid or somebody that's into the UFC or your girlfriend's into it, man, you know you're spending money because they're making bank on that memorabilia. Bank on it.
Yeah, there's a lot of the tap out clothes have always sold well, and you know you see that a lot in a lot of places. But they're generating a lot of revenue, and it's good for the sport overall.
Okay, Josh Barnett is going to fight next week in Washington, back in his native Washington for an independent promotion up there. Of course, a former UFC heavyweight champion, not once but twice, I believe. And he never lost a title. Did he lose? Didn't something happen both times? Didn't he get suspended both times or something? Or did he ever lose a title?
I believe he got suspended for performance enhancing drugs a few times.
Yeah, exactly. He hasn't been the cleanest guy. But he signed my wall, the greatest out here. Of course, he signed. What are you saying? Who was the guy that gave me this pen? Oh yeah, who's the idiot that gave me this pen? Oh yeah, Pedro. Anyway, Josh Barnett campaigning next week, and I'm trying to get him on tomorrow's show, but I don't know. His PR guy has not returned my calls or my email, so that's just the way it goes. But we're hoping to get him tomorrow. Josh Barnett. What's Josh now, about 34?
Yeah, he's getting up there a little bit, yeah.
Okay. There really hasn't been enough MMA. MMA has only been around for basically 21 years. 1993, the first UFC event put together by my friend, Mr. Art Davey. Of course, UFC 1 back in the day when it was just guys almost killing each other. But that, did you think that was a little bit, was that more entertaining to you than the structured way MMA is now today? Which one would you, if you had a perfect world, which one would you pick, Zach?
I do kind of like that wild style that they had back in the day. I was a big fan of Pride Fighting, which was just as wild as the early UFC. And I thought that was really entertaining. I mean, it wasn't necessarily as professional, but it was compelling to watch, and you never knew what was going to happen.
How did Tank Abbott become such a big star losing?
I think it was just the personality of the guy, you know, and there were always these stories that he would be drinking at the bar just before the fight and would go into the fight like a little inebriated, which you wouldn't see that really anywhere else, I don't think.
No, but he did look it. I mean, whether he was joshing or not, Zach, you know, as far as drinking was concerned, the guy looked like he stepped right from the bar to the octagon or to the ring. I think he did some pride fights as well.
Yeah, I think he really did. And I mean, it was interesting to watch. I guess it was like a whole different definition of like the drunken master style or something.
But of course, somebody said to me that he did try to coax him out of some type of retirement to do some MMA fight in Europe. And of course, they're dragging a lot of these old guys out. I think Ken Shamrock has been trying to be enticed to take fights in Europe and in Russia and things like that. And you know, I think Ken Shamrock was a legend. I think he is a legend. I think he's an iconic figure in the world of mixed martial arts. And I really don't think that his reputation needs to be tarnished any by continuing to fight at his advanced age. And I think that the UFC ought to give him some type of job at doing television, man. I mean, this is a guy, the former heavyweight champion.
I think so. I think that there's been like a lot of tension between him and the UFC for a while, but I think, you know, he should be in the Hall of Fame, and he should be allowed to be a part of what he helped build.
I know she. Anyway, we talked about Kat Zagano. She's fighting on the card tonight as well. Kat Zagano, they call her Alpha. Maybe they call her Alpha because she's the alpha female or the alpha male. I'll leave that up to you. She's 8-0. taking on Amanda. I can't help myself. Taking on Amanda Nunes. Amanda's the lioness. She's 9-3. Amanda's a mean looking mom. But these are two chicks I would want to meet. If you take a look, these women are like not all that attractive and very, very mean looking. They look like fighters. They don't look like Ronda or Misha. They really don't. But Amanda Nunes and Kat Zagano. Kat Zagano being undefeated. I guess you got to go with the undefeated girl still, huh?
Yeah, and she had a pretty impressive performance against Misha Tate. Misha Tate was winning at first, but Kat Zagano weathered the storm and was able to come back and stop her. So that was impressive.
At 135 pounds now, the women are going to go at 125 pounds as well in the UFC. They're starting a 125-pound division. Coker really didn't expand too much on the female aspect of Bellator MMA last week, but Bellator did a lot, did chicks in the past, and Bellator did those tournaments, and now Coker's saying they're going to stay away from tournaments for a year in order to get their feet on the ground with the new president and his realm and things like that, his regime. I think he's got a good point there because, you know, the tournaments were good, but when you only had like one good guy in the tournament, like Pedro Fernandez, and he was fighting a bunch of bums like Scott Cuddy and things like that, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it didn't make for a great tournament. You knew who was going to win.
Yeah, well, last night they had the lightweight tournament final. It was Marcin Held versus Patricky Pitbull Freire, and in that card, I think that's probably the last tournament that they're going to do for a while. And mm-hmm. Held won a unanimous decision, but that was the co-main event until last night. But I think that they are going to get away from the tournament.
Well, I mean, because it's better to stay. As I said, unless you've got eight stars, or at least you've got to have. You at least got to, if you're going to do an eight-man tournament, you've got to have at least four quality stars, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And Bellator needs more stars. And, I mean, one of their stars lost last night. Shlemenko, who was their champion, lost to Brandon Hazley in the main event last night for the middleweight championship.
185 pounds. Both rough contenders. Where does this new champion put himself, I mean, can the Bellator guys right now rumble with the UFC guys for the most part, or are they still like AAA?
I think they can. You know, we're going to learn a lot tonight because Eddie Alvarez was one of the best in Bellator, and he's going to take on a good UFC fighter. But if he can't get past Cerrone, then it'll say a lot about where Bellator is, I think.
Okay.
So we'll see.
10 p.m. Pacific time tonight. Sorry to cut you off. I'm running up here on a break. 10 p.m. Pacific time tonight, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Myself and the current co-host here, I'm talking about Mr. Zach Attack Young. We will talk sports. We'll talk the combat sports update. Of course, it's brought to you by Alchemy Water, ALKAMEwater.com, alchemywater.com. There's a difference in the water you drink. Check out alchemywater.com and find out why. Zach, I'll see you tonight. I'll be a little bit more together.
All right, sounds great, Pedro.
All the best. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll be doggone.
I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay, baby. But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Long gone, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Saxophone. My buddy, the funky doctor himself, Stephen Mackenzie Kupka, co-founder, Tower of Power. Check him out, towerofpower.com. New album coming out towards the end of the year, or in early 2015, their first since the 2008, that chart, went to number three on the charts, not a chart topper, went to number three on the jazz charts, the Billboard Jazz Charts, number three. So more power to him. Of course, the Great American Soul Book, that entire album of Tower of Power cover songs. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. MMA and boxing is where we talk 11 a.m. Pacific time Saturdays for an hour. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts into the same hour. And then we come back Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time as well, 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Now, don't forget the new show. Zach Attack Young and I are going Sunday nights. Take that back, Saturday nights. Why do I keep saying Sunday? I don't want to work Sunday nights. Saturday night, 10 o'clock Pacific time. Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. We've got the Combat Sports Update. We've got all kinds of things happening. We'll talk NFL. We'll talk a little basketball. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball. We'll talk some we'll try to stay away from the NFL's out of the off-the-field issues. Let's try to stay away from that tonight. But the bottom line is we rock and roll. Every Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Myself, Pedro Fernandez, and Zach Attack Young. Until next time, meaning 11 a.m. Pacific time, if you want to tune in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, or anytime you want, just go to iHeartRadio.com, download the iHeartRadio app, and take Ring Talk anywhere you go, via your tablet or, of course, your smartphone. Speaking of smarts, you're the greatest fans in the world for listening to this show. Thank you.